This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
After the hour, our job here on the DJV program is to keep you up to date on what is happening, give you some of our twists, spins, and experiences, and then give you some ideas as to how to, as they say, flatten the curve. That's going to be the new expression, flattening the curve. A lot of people are wondering what's going to happen with the primaries. I see Louisiana and Georgia have pushed back primaries, and that may be one of the things that happens not only for the immediate future, but some of them down the line. So, Jennifer, the situation in terms of Washington, its relationship to the rest of the country, those are the sorts of things that Washington doesn't declare. Washington is not in charge of the primaries. People have gotten such a bad, they just don't know how the government works. They don't know that the federal government's not in charge of the primaries, but it's the local.
It's the states. And in many cases, not only the states, but then the rules of the primary are determined by the state party, whether that's Republican, Democrats, whatever it might be. They're the ones who kind of come up with the specific rules. So, yeah, that doesn't have much to do nationally, but, not a wasted opportunity. I thought it was a little tasteless yesterday, or maybe a couple days ago. Joe Biden sent out a note saying, hey, you know, probably safer if you just absentee ballot. It's like, now's not the time, I think, for people to be thinking in that way, but certainly.
I think absentee ballots are a disaster. Anything other than going to the polls and voting is completely fraught with all kinds of peril. And
states will decide
right.
If they're going to cancel their or postpone their elections. Already, as you mentioned, we're seeing that in certain states. I don't know. It feels a little
Well, a lot
icky.
Of older people are really, you know, my parents are avid voters. And if our primary in New Jersey was right now, I don't think they would go.
Well, and that's why it's better to postpone if there is a shutdown. Because
it doesn't make any difference now anyway because Biden's going to win it. And any vote from now on are a waste, and that's an outrage.
But you have to do it. There are still people who want to cast their vote. And, you know, we get so locked up in who's going to win, Biden or Bernie or whoever. But there's a lot of down-ballot races that need votes, too. And we shouldn't just say because it's a national thing. I mean, there's a lot that needs to be decided
just
on
for,
the state level.
For the heck of it, back, Victoria, to what was said at the end of the debate, or sort of the end of the debate, a woman, Biden says, I'll have a woman as my running mate. That opened the door for Amy Klobuchar. Who's more likely to go through that door than somebody like
her? That's a great question. Lewis, actually, my husband, when we were watching last night, he said, "Oh, I wonder if it'll be Amy because Lewis really likes her." And I don't know. I think it's probably going to be someone younger and more progressive to kind of encapsulate the whole spectrum of the party.
I don't think he needs it. He doesn't need it.
He does for younger people.
Go ahead, Jennifer.
He'll get the nomination, but I'm saying he needs a younger perspective.
By saying what he said last night, total turnoff. About are you going to get commit? And I think it's a dumb question. Are you going to commit to a female vice president? To me, that cheapens it, and it makes it seem like he's got to check a box. Now we all know that's what he's going to do, but I just think it's for.
Bernie gave a different answer.
I know, and I appreciate the direction he was going in, but he wasn't committing to it. But how about this answer? I'm going to pick the best person for the job. Because as a woman, it's going to feel cheap now when Biden picks up a VP because it's going to be like he's pandering. I want women to be empowered. I want women to be picked because they're the best person, because they're the best candidate.
I do think Biden is going to surround himself with very good people, though.
But you understand how that comes across checking a box.
Obama part two.
It's either going to be, Amy Klobuchar has already said she's on the ticket with Joe Biden, and then she went, oh, my mistake, and she backed it off. But she announced that she was on the ticket with Joe Biden, and then and everybody went, ooh, and she goes, oh, no, that's not what I meant. So obviously she's in the running. Obviously Kamala Harris is probably being looked at as well, and Stacey Abrams is another name who is being tossed around. And Andrew Yang sent out a tweet I thought was interesting last night. He said, wow, Biden's going to pick a female vice president? That's not what he told me. So obviously he's been having conversations with everybody to get their support and saying and kind of dangling that carrot, saying
well,
he could be in contention.
Andrew Yang isn't exactly a Biden fan either, so I don't know.
He's
that
not exactly
kind of feels
not
like a
vote,
swipe.
He's endorsed him, though. He endorsed Biden.
Because he said the math shows that he's going to win. That's why.
When Obama was running 8 years ago, and Joe sat on the stage with Obama and Hillary. No, he was on the stage with his wife. And they were talking about who's going to have what job. And he said that Obama brought the two of them into a room. Remember this? And said, okay, you two, you have to decide what you want. One of you is going to be Secretary of State. The other one is going to be Vice President. What do you want? And Joe said, looked at Hillary. Hillary said, I want to be Secretary of State. Joe said, okay, I'll be Vice President. So under the circumstances, that's probably, you know, the kind of scenario. And then when it all unfolded, you know, it was pretty much a love fest. I think you're going to see that as this thing gets closer to the fall. In the
and
meantime,
Biden has said, in I'm paraphrasing, but it's almost a direct quote. He has said he is likening himself as a bridge to the next generation of the Democratic Party. So I think we're going to see Mayor Pete is going to have a prominent position. I think you know we're going to see maybe an Andrew Yang. Andrew Yang had, you know, was popular. I like his commentary when he's done, you know, post presidential campaigning stuff. I think we are going to see a lot of young blood and fresh blood, and we need it. When we all remember, we can all agree bipartisanly that tech conference last year, when Mark Zuckerberg sat there, and there were stupid senators who were asking him about their iPhone, and he was like, "That's not the company that I run." It was a nightmare, and it was embarrassing that all these old white guys have no idea what they're doing. They had no idea what their questions were. They had some interns writing questions for them. They didn't even know what the technical terms were. It was a disaster. We need young blood on both sides of the aisle, I think.
That's sort of a description. That I feel like that approach is a little discriminatory toward people my age. As
but, Doug,
say,
you made fun of them, too.
Of it.
Well, but you made fun of them, too. It was an embarrassment. They could have studied.
It's not just about age. Back to the movie that I was – one of the movies that I saw over the weekend, excuse me, I'm losing my voice here, which won't be handy to have. The movie The Burden, about what it not only is about race relations, but it's about ignorance in this country, and ignorance has no age. As a matter of fact, more and more people in certain parts of the country are becoming less and less educated, and this movie sort of helps to point that out.
I just don't like checking boxes for anybody. I think it's insulting. It's like whether it's an old person or a woman or whatever, let's talk about the person that feeds and that will supply the country in the best possible way. I don't know. I feel like when we just say all old people are bad or all women have to be put into the ticket for me to get a winning ticket, I don't know.
But if we don't, push forward though, and sometimes, you know, there has to be a box that's checked. You know, affirmative action did a lot of good for a lot of people. If we didn't have that box to check, there are so many people who would be left behind. If you don't check the box and put a woman there, how is a woman ever really going to get there if someone doesn't say?
Well, a woman's been there before. A woman was there 40 years ago in the vice presidential candidate.
40 years ago.
Yeah, in 1980.
Walter Mondale, when he
ran. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That was 40 years ago.
Well,
so unless someone checks the box,
you're reflecting the country as it is, not as you would like it to be. We'd all like it to be different than it is. But as it is right now, it's probably not necessary for him to have a white woman or a black woman or whatever. He may want to do that. And if, in fact, it goes well, and he's elected, and this, you know, the next 4 years is good, that woman has a good chance of being the first woman to be president of the United States. That would be the way I'd look at it, anyway.
And if that opportunity isn't given to her, then how is that ever going to happen?
It'll happen sooner or later.
He should be earned, bound to, I guess, is what I want. Happens.
I don't think he's going to pick someone who's not qualified. So I don't know if earning it is, how do you earn it then?
It's the best possible candidate for his campaign. And so if that happens to be a woman, great. I just think by going out and answering the dumb question in a debate, are you going to pick a woman
VP?
That's
frustrating
to
me because no one ever asks these questions about getting a man as the VP. No one ever asks if he's
the
best qualified candidate. But they get picked regardless. I mean, how many VP candidates?
But by asking that question, those moderators diminished you, Kara. They diminished you, Victoria.
I don't feel diminished at all by that,
Jen. Well,
I do.
I think
it's a because as a woman in the party, this is my party that we're talking about. And as a woman in the party, I would be furious if he doesn't put a woman in that position. There are so many qualified
women. But you're going to vote for him.
Well, yeah, because
no
I hate Trump.
What.
But I would happily cast a vote if he puts a qualified woman in that position. And I believe in his judgment, and I believe he will put a qualified woman in that job. So I think it's a win for women. I don't feel diminished at all.
Well, everybody's got their own point of view. Isn't that refreshing? That's the good thing. 16 past the hour. This is the DJV program.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm here to tell you about my brand new product for MyPillow. Just like all of you out there, I had problems with bath towels. They just don't seem to dry you anymore. They feel soft and lotiony in the stores, but you get them home and they don't absorb. Well, I found out that around 2006, towels changed forever. They started importing them and adding softeners and other things to the cotton that made them feel good, but they didn't work. Well, I found the best towel company right here in the USA. They have proprietary technology so that I was able to create towels that feel soft but actually work. They're all made with USA cotton, and they come with my 60-day money-back guarantee.
And now you can go to MyPillow.com, click on the new Radio Listener Special, and get 30% off amazing new towels that they have at MyPillow.com. Yep, go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code DJV.
You probably don't think very often about support for your brain, but you should. Join the millions of people supporting their brain function with America's most popular brain supplement, Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Hey guys, it's Mock and Daisy from the Chicks on the Right. We have a brand new podcast, Mock and Daisy's Common Sense Cast. Every week we talk about the issues that matter to us and matter to you too. Everything from parenting and our families to the dangers of social media and the ridiculous trends it's created, like gender reveal parties and promposals. It's a little bit of everything, because if we really want to make America great again, we need to start in our own homes. Find out more by going to our website, chicksontheright.com, or start listening on the Apple Podcast app or your favorite podcasting platform.
As you know, a smile is worth a thousand words, so if you want to make a lasting impression...
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, so let's see what we can find here. The feds have fired their bazooka, Jennifer, cutting short-term interest rates to almost zero. So that'll get people... there's more money that's been thrown into the Fed... And now the economy, which certainly is going to be rattled. There'll be a lot of businesses. I think they'll just close down over the next few weeks or maybe month. Or who knows? I mean, that's a guess. So what else do we see looking around? I think that's good news. At least sort of keeps people, a little reason for more people refinancing, that kind of stuff.
Yeah, no, I think that's a great piece of news. There's also the first participant in a clinical trial for a vaccine to protect against the coronavirus. That's happening already.
Where is that being done? Here or
that's being done in Washington D.C. or I'm sorry, in Seattle. Pardon me. The National Institute of Health is funding the trial, which will happen at Kaiser Washington Health Research Institute in Seattle. And so, typically, vaccines will take up to 8 or 10 years to actually create, and we've already got the first one that is already rolling out to try to test a vaccine. So that's really good news. Also, the local teams. So, for instance, in Los Angeles, Lakers, Clippers, the Los Angeles Kings, they're partnering up to pay arena staffs because they're all out of work because of the seasons and the stoppage of play. So they're all getting together, the players, to donate money to a fund that will help people who sell the hot dogs and the beer and the merchandise and the memorabilia. And that's happening not just in Los Angeles, but all across the country. And it started with an NBA player who announced he'd give $100,000 to workers at the Milwaukee Forum. So that's great news.
But why aren't the team owners doing it? Mark Cuban's the only owner who's actually taking responsibility. It's wonderful that the players want to help, but all these billionaire owners, why don't they chip in?
It's a good point.
There's a question. 21 after the hour.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
First time, on time, every time, at a great price, guaranteed. Because when you have...
I believe, yes I do. The hardest part is always leaving love behind. I believe, yes I do. That everything we lose will be a gift in time. But the hardest part is leaving love behind.
Wow, what a lyric line. You know, as time goes on and more songs are created, most of them about love and love lost, forlorn circumstances, I'm captivated, and I think that's the right word, by the creativity of how people can take 26 letters. You see, I get down into the kind of the weeds with stuff. I think philosophically, there are 26 letters in our language. And how many words can be formed with those 26 letters? And then how many can you take the words that we have and recreate something? That, I don't know where the audio went, but I think Leaving Love Behind and that lyric line that the Zac Brown Band has really is quite poignant, frankly, as there are so many songs that are poignant. Are we on the air still, or am I talking to myself?
Yeah,
we are very much on the air. Maybe Doug isn't on the air.
Hello?
Anybody else want to tell the
story?
What
just happened?
It sounded like he was just waxing poetic. And just
yeah, that's right. What I thought, too.
Well, somebody else can tell the story.
Well, this is the Zac Brown Band. You want to tell us the story about why we're hearing this, Victoria? Because I'm a huge
fan. I've got a computer meltdown, so you're going to have to tell us, Jen.
Aren't we all great?
I know, right? Karen? Well, I do know Zach Brown Band. If you have tickets to see Zach Brown Band right now, hold on to them because they are not going to be on tour this spring. Hopefully the summer tour is going to happen, but they had to cancel the spring tour because of the coronavirus, and so many artists are going in that direction.
Yeah. This is a big thing with colleges sending everybody home and large gatherings over 100. I don't know. I just went to the Blake Shelton concert a couple weeks ago, and it was fine and sold out. So, yeah, Zach Brown decided that they would postpone the spring dates of their OWL tour, citing increasing public health concerns over the spread of the coronavirus. Now, the tour got underway on February 28th in Illinois and made 5 stops before they decided to stop. Now, the next show was scheduled to take place on March 12th, that's this weekend, in St. Louis, Missouri. 13 dates, concluding with the group's April 25th show in Nashville, will be affected by the postponement. Rescheduled dates not available yet, but tickets to the postponed shows will be honored. They said it was a difficult decision, but they want the well-being of the fans to be the top priority. The group's summer 2020 Roar with the Lions tour is expected to continue as normal. Those shows get underway on May 24th in New Hampshire. They're not the only ones who are canceling tours. Pearl Jam, Santana, Madonna just canceled a bunch of her dates in France. And if you ever get a chance, by the way, I know they're canceling their shows. Zach Brown Band is an amazing concert.
I have friends who just love them live.
Yeah.
But you know what's weird? Because their audience is young, so I feel like only certain acts should actually be canceling. I know that kind of flies in the face of what the CDC says, but younger people are not getting this coronavirus, and if they are, the symptoms are very mild. So, you know, I don't know. I think maybe certain acts need to look at their demographic and look at their audience and make the decision that way. I know it's not like science.
And also give people a chance, if they don't want to come, to refund their ticket
instead
of just canceling the whole show. I think just be flexible at this time instead of just shutting everything down. This came on the heels of the announcement that both Coachella and Stagecoach, the music festivals in Palm Springs and Indio, California, which are scheduled in April, are going to be canceled, and they're going to be moved to October. So a lot of people taking precautions. And believe me, if the worst thing that you come away from Coachella is is the coronavirus, you're probably doing okay, because there's a lot of stuff floating around that campground. I've been to Stagecoach. Trust me, I know that. All right, the Zach Brown Band, Colder Weather. It's a DJV show at 28 minutes past the hour.
Can I call you then? She said you're a remnant. You ain't ever gone.
How to meditate in 60 seconds. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Meditation is like exercise for your brain. It's extremely healthy for you. I only have 60 seconds to tell you how to do it right now, and I've already used some of those seconds up. So here are 5 quick tips. 1, find a quiet place if you can. 2, sit upright because meditation is different than lounging. 3, close your eyes so you minimize distractions. 4, sit still because it's said that a quiet body can produce a quiet mind. 5, focus on taking slow, controlled breaths. Do not get upset with yourself if you have thoughts. Instead, just observe those thoughts with compassion. The real goal of meditation is to be present, so do your best to be present. Oh, and start with doing this for 2 minutes a day. When you feel comfortable with that, meditate longer. For more in-depth information on meditation, visit drchristianconti.com.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Jeff Olson.
We advance this tube through the colon.
This is cancer prevention through the lens of what's called a colonoscope.
Looking for the precursors to cancer, the colon polyp. So we can go in and remove that polyp before it ever becomes malignant.
Dr. Michael Wallace says thanks to near-focus high-definition cameras, it's getting even easier to spot polyps during a colonoscopy.
Particularly what we call flat polyps that don't grow up like little mushrooms. They spread out more like a bed of moss, and we can now see these, and we have tools to remove even those difficult flat polyps.
Once a flat polyp is identified, Dr. Wallace injects a saline to raise it and reveal its boundaries. A wire snare is then used to remove the polyp.
That's why we're actually seeing a significant decrease in new cases of colon cancer. Not just better survival, but actually fewer cases, because we're preventing them by removing the precursor lesion.
For more information,
thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The coronavirus is still taking a heavy toll on the economy, with businesses closing and the travel industry coming to a standstill. The Trump administration announced it's working with Congress on a $1 trillion emergency economic stimulus package. Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin says for some industries, like the airlines,
this is worse than 9/11.
So he says he's going to ask Congress to approve cutting checks from the Treasury, a measure last used during the Great Recession.
Americans need cash now, and the president wants to get cash now. And I mean now, in the next 2 weeks.
Republican Senator Mitt Romney from Utah has proposed a one-time $1,000 payment. The stimulus package sparked a rally on Wall Street. The Dow gained over 1,000 points. This is USA Radio News.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
For Dutch.
The DJV Show today? Don't worry. You can check out all the latest stories on the podcast at djvshow.com.
Now 34 at the hour on
like we're living
travel restrictions. Yeah, it is. What happens if there is the Stafford Act? You know what the Stafford Act is?
Mm-mm.
Anybody know?
I've heard it just used this week. It was, mm-hmm. is it emergency declarations from that the president has power to do, right?
What right. It would be that this was something enacted in 88, empowers the FEMA folks to assist state and local governments during what are described as natural catastrophes. And we all know how wonderfully well FEMA works, no matter who the administration is. It's really a mess. So the president, though, has to declare a major disaster in order for this to be put into effect. He says, I know what the powers are. If I need to do something, I will. I have the right to do a lot of things that people don't even know about. And so, actually, he's invoked this before during his presidency, major disaster declarations, you know, like the wildfires in California, the flooding in the Midwest, and that sort of thing. Excuse me. Clinton used it also when the mosquitoes got out of, remember the West Nile virus? See, that's another thing. All of these previous problems have been, in measurement to this point anyway, worse, much worse than this coronavirus. And
yeah, so, H1N1 was pretty bad for us, and that was just 10, 11 years ago, and 4,000 people died, and millions of Americans had it, but it didn't seem to get the same reaction. That's what's so bizarre. And I think I really think social media has something to do with it, because last night before you go to bed, you get 12 updates on your phone that Justin Trudeau's wife, the Prime Minister from Canada, has got
she's got it.
Coronavirus.
Yeah. All right, so here's something. I want to put it all into perspective. We have two doctors associated with this program. Dr. Jack Stockwell, who has a clinic in Salt Lake City, takes a pretty homeopathic, natural approach to medicine. Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who's a traditionalist, a creative, and I think really when it comes down to the bottom line, his cardiology practice in Florida is presumptively preventative. So he takes usually a pretty conservative approach to medicine, and he explained yesterday to me I'm going to have you listen to it. Listen, here's a man who's highly regarded on the top of the level of the American Medical Association, the American Heart Association. He does lots of research. He sees 12 to 14 patients a day in his clinic for 12 to 14 hours a day, and he's been on this program for 14 or 15 years. Here's what he said from top to bottom about his approach to the coronavirus. This coronavirus thing is way over the top. I would like to spend a lot of time on this, Ken, to calm people down. First of all, in terms of the specifics of your practice, how does the coronavirus interact with people who have cardio problems, heart problems, circulatory problems? Is it more of a problem for people who have those compromised issues?
People with heart disease, that's a chronic health problem. People are unbelievably stressed out about this. And what I'd like to do is try to reassure everybody. We all will fit into one of two groups regarding this coronavirus. The 85% group who will have this illness, and it'll be a minimal to mild illness. They make up these respiratory viruses that we all know as a standard cold. It's the other 15% that we need to be concerned about. The elderly, people say 70 or 80, sometimes even people in their 60s. And the people who have chronic illnesses, heart disease, cancer, an immune-suppressing problem, diabetes, uncontrolled high blood pressure. These are the people who are in the high-risk groups. And these are the people who we need to protect. Containment, that's how we approach these epidemics of infectious disease, to try to keep them from getting any worse. It's so hard for me to get anybody worked up about the flu. The flu kills anywhere between 15,000 to 60,000 Americans a year. We had a pandemic, H1N1, in 08-09, and most of us made it through. We don't want any deaths, but so far in America, we've had a little less than 40 deaths from this. And again, in the typical flu season, 15,000 to 60,000 Americans die, unfortunately. And again, it's so hard to get people worked up about it, about the flu. So you want to avoid people who are sick. You want to wash your hands often. You want to avoid touching surfaces in public places. You want to avoid crowds. You want to stay away from the people. If you're sick, There's so much each one of us can do. You want to avoid getting the people at high risk sick. So if you sneeze or cough, do it into your elbow. If you are sick, stay home. That's so important. Just avoid the people. You may want to stay away from mom, grandparents, dad. If you're sick, definitely. If you're sick, give them a chance. And seasonality, the coronavirus, the flu virus. As soon as the temperature gets high, the humidity gets high, they go away. And why should we suspect that the coronavirus, the new one, is any different, won't have a seasonality? It's going to have a seasonality. Another important factor. Right now, the death rate, we know, from flu is about 0.1%. And you have figures of anywhere between 3 to 5% for the death rate for this new virus. However, in South Korea, the death rate is only 0.6% for the new virus, the coronavirus. And that's because they're doing excessive testing. And right now, we know the number of people who die, but we are tremendously underestimating in America the people who have it, who have the virus. So once we start doing a lot more testing, we're going to see the death rate go way down. I'm predicting we're going to be resembling South Korea, and it's probably even going to be better, and we'll see it in the 0.6 to 0.5% death rate, not the 3 to 5 or the 3.4 that WHO, World Health Organization, quotes all the time. This is not as lethal as it appears. The key is to protect the group, those 15% of us who are high risk, over the age of 70 and 80, have chronic illness, cancer, heart disease, uncontrolled high blood pressure and diabetes, an immune deficient problem. You're on chemotherapy. You have an autoimmune problem. Your immune system is not good. I think the hysteria, the anxiety is worse than the illness. You're not doing it for your health because you're diminishing your own immune system, which you want to keep up because that's how you're going to fight this. Get enough sleep. Eat healthy. Get exercise. Just live healthy. Stay away from cigarettes, excess alcohol. Just live a healthy life. You know what we've been talking about for so long. The blood pressure, the cholesterol, the weight, the blood sugar. Get yourself into a healthy lifestyle. Exercise when the doctor tells you it's okay. And again, watch the stress. I'm almost getting laryngitis from reassuring people from talking so much about this because heart patients just don't do well when their stress level is high, and your immune system doesn't do well when your stress level is high. So if you're overreacting with anxiety, you're not doing it for your health.
Ken Kronhaus is here. Dr. Ken Kronhaus, one of the country's foremost cardiologists, with something that speaks for itself. What else? Listen to that, you think to yourself, okay, what in the world are we doing to ourselves? What are we allowing? And I think your question earlier, Victoria, of what do we do if there's a real problem, I mean a real issue, like something that affects millions and millions of people. This is not going to kill millions and millions of people, other than, at least it isn't here. And the testing issue is really, you know, what he said about Korea. Once the testing starts, I think you're going to see this thing reverse itself very quickly. So let's the testing thing. We all are shaking our heads wondering why we don't have if countries like Korea have that number, it's still a progressive country, but why do we not have that sort of thing here? Quick reminder about your health and well-being from a cardiologist brings me around to losing weight. This is a very practical approach to what's going on in the real world because, as Ken just said, if you're healthy, you're just not going to get this. And the healthier, the people who are healthiest are the ones who have the right weight. If you are overweight and you're now thinking, so I got to get rid of this weight, here's the way to do it. A lot of people have been going to Calitrin.com in the last 20 days or so to get in on this program because they do want to be healthy. That's whatever the action call is, whatever it takes to get you to lose the weight and be healthier. Listen, thank heavens for it. In this circumstance, Calitrin is all natural, drug-free, stimulant-free. You want to lose the weight and keep it off, get on the six-month program. A bottle a month will take care of you, and you'll have, join the others, 86% of people who get on the Calitrin diet say, success, success, success. Discounts using the DJV code, $10 off each bottle. That's Calitrin.com.
The Geek Out. The Office is a series that's so fun to rewatch, but would you like to make $1,000 for binging on Michael Scott? A dish retailer is running a contest to find one person who's willing to consume 15 hours of the show in 9 days, about 5 episodes a day. Now, that's also only 45 of the show's 188 episodes, so you don't even have to watch the whole series. But you do have to work while watching. The gig comes with a checklist of things to watch for and keep notes on and presumably promote on social media. The winner gets $1,000, an office bag filled with swag, and a Netflix gift card. Applications are open till March 16th, so we've put the link on Twitter at The Geek Out.
You're cordially invited to Dell Semi-Annual Sale. Save an extra 17%, just like Dell employees on Dell and Alienware computers with Intel Core processors, plus top-brand electronics and free shipping on everything. Call 800-BUY-DELL or visit Dell.com/semi-annual sale. That's 800.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, time now for us to get ourselves off the wheel here, although maybe we won't. Adam Burns is with us, who is the sportsbook manager for betonline.ag. I have him on the program from time to time, different places in the program, to tell us what's going on in the world of betting, sports betting, and all that other stuff. maybe the bet here, Adam, is on when the coronavirus, and I'm not being really facetious, because people bet on most anything. So how much betting is going on as to how bad the coronavirus might be or how long it's going to last? What's going on at betonline.ag?
Yeah, obviously, I mean, the last few days, especially with all the cancellations of the NBA, then the NHL, then the Players Championship in golf, and now NASCAR, and UFC will probably follow suit, and WrestleMania, and, you know, it's pretty much everything's shut down. So it's been kind of chaotic, to be honest, as, you know, doing my job, just trying to sort this all out. Even the March Madness is canceled, which is one of our biggest events of the year, aside from the Super Bowl. So, you know, we had no action, those bets, and people got their money back. You know, but we still have other things up. You know, I think hopefully this blows over and people get back to betting on regular sports. But we do have stuff still up. You know, you can still bet on the NFL and MLB and stuff like that for now. And who's going to win?
Where Tom Brady is going to end up. Stuff.
Yeah, that's all up. Yeah. All that sort of things with free agency starting in a couple of days. So, you know, we're kind of going through that right now on our end and just making sure we have as much up as possible for people to bet on. And, you know, we also have casino and poker and horse racing too. So, you know, we're trying to get people to, you know, dabble around with that a little bit. And, we're putting up some good bonuses for people to get involved.
Have you got a line on whether Bernie Sanders or Joe Biden, what that is, and Biden versus Trump? You must have a line on that, don't you, betonline.ag?
Yeah, right now, I mean, the last week or so, last week, Trump was minus 200 or 1-2 favorite to win the election. But he's dropped drastically, especially with Biden's big surge and all the primaries and caucuses. So Trump right now is just a slight favorite at minus 110 and Biden at plus 110. So it's pretty much a 50-50 right now. We're taking money on both guys, so it'll be very interesting to see what happens with that as we go forward. But I also think that, you know, this coronavirus thing is going to affect, you know, the rest of the primaries and the election and how they're going to do it. You know, so we're trying to be prepared for every scenario, and that's sort of my day today is talking to all the big bosses and saying, like, what are we supposed to do in these situations? And, you know, before I do something and they yell at me, so...
Yeah, it's pies. But I do want to go back. Is it kosher to have a line on when the coronavirus is going to be peaking or when it's going to be over? I think that people around it have bet on that.
I stay away from anything like that exactly. But we did have lines up on, you know, will any NBA games be canceled due to coronavirus? Will the March Madness be canceled due to coronavirus? We did have stuff like that up. But now it just seems that everything's being canceled. Look, even my daughter's school, they just shut down all the schools today. So it's sort of a thing that we just have to deal with it as it comes. You know, it's an unexpected thing. And in my job, it's making – I'm going to be up for a lot of hours the next few days figuring this all out. But
trying to figure it out. It is an awkward time.
It's crazy. I mean, one of my friends is a head of security for Michael Bublé, and their concert just got canceled as well, so their whole tour. So, I mean, it's just affecting everyone, schools, concerts, sports, and, you know, so it's
going to have some fun, though. Time. Yeah, check it out. There's Adam Burns. He's sportsbook manager for betonline.ag.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot. It's thinning everywhere. I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude. Put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Tech Talk time, as usual. Things are going to be as usual here on the DJV program. Of Victoria Keelan taking a couple of items of interest and explaining them significantly so you know what the heck is what the heck. Coronavirus is infiltrating its way into technology, or at least the personalities who are big in technology. Here's something from Mark Zuckerberg addressing the coronavirus. What's going on here, Victoria?
Yep. Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg is funding a significant increase in coronavirus testing in the San Francisco Bay Area. He's got two different philanthropic groups that he manages with his wife, Priscilla Chan.
What are they using for the test, though? Do they have they found kits? How are they testing for it?
Well, actually, you're getting ahead of me, so hang on one second. Good question. Hang on. I've got an answer. Chan and Zuckerberg are organizing the funding through their philanthropic groups, which is the Chan Zuckerberg Initiative and the Chan Zuckerberg BioHub. The BioHub in San Francisco is dedicated to helping combat and research diseases. They work with UC Berkeley, and UC San Francisco, and Stanford. So they started in 2016 with $600 million in funding, and so that's their main philanthropic arm. What this group group is doing, they've purchased two diagnostic machines that are FDA approved for testing for diseases like COVID-19. So essentially, what they're going to be funding, designing and making their own version of the at-home testing kits for COVID-19. So UC San Francisco will be conducting the actual tests. Stanford University will act as a secondary location for test requests, so when the city is overwhelmed. So essentially, this is a really great example of the private sector backing up the lack of government and the lack of leadership from the government. And so if people feel like they're going to the hospital or they're going to their doctor and the doctors are saying, I've only got, you know, a limited number of test kits, and if you feel like you have it but you don't really have, you know, strong symptoms yet, you will not be tested for it. And so now that's where Zuckerberg wants to make up that gap. And so I think it's really it's an important thing. Now, Bill Gates and his wife Melinda Gates are doing a similar thing. They partnered with the University of Washington. They're going to fund at-home testing kits for COVID-19 for residents in the greater Seattle area. Of course, that's their home state, the state of Washington. Seattle, we know, is almost like ground zero for COVID-19. That's where the most cases were. That's the big explosion of how it first happened. And so Bill and Melinda Gates will be sort of taking care of the Seattle area, and Zuckerberg's philanthropic arm will be taking care of the San Francisco Bay area. And so the biohub from Chan Zuckerberg is actually expected to start increasing the testing volume as soon as March 16th. So they are really hitting the ground running, which I think is great. I would not be surprised whatsoever if the next time we have an update on a story like this, that it's Michael Bloomberg handling New York, because New York, they say, is about maybe 2 to 3 weeks away from being exactly like Italy on full lockdown. So the update overnight from New York City, not great, and it seems to be moving in that direction. And so I would not be surprised if somebody like a Bloomberg comes forward for the New York area as well.
AT&T launching their new AT&T TV. And a lot of viewers don't know what the heck's going on.
The Geek Out.
AT&T continues to try to fight its way out of the TV provider fog, with DirecTV as its boat anchor, losing so many subscribers the company has even admitted they'd stopped actively marketing the service, and recently launched AT&T TV, a new streaming service that comes with its own cable-like box and remote, but requires signing a two-year contract. And the issue is, year one's just $50 a month, but you're locked in at year two at over $90 a month. And while the idea of a platform that is so very plug-and-play and retains that cable subscription-like feel is neat, the costs render it not very sensical. AT&T TV is available now, and we've posted links on Twitter at The Geek Out.
All right, next up, coronavirus. Oh, what a surprise.
It's affecting everything. Even travel. Airbnb.
Okay,
so if you have a reservation on Airbnb, and spring break is basically upon us right now, and depending on, you know, if you have kids who are younger, or if you're in college and you've got your spring break coming up, it spreads out throughout the month of March, early April. If you have a booking on Airbnb, they want you to know that they have tweaked their reservation policy to help guests cancel bookings without taking a loss. So until June 1st, Airbnb is going to waive the standard 3% host fee that it collects from hosts, and then they're also going to waive the 14% guest service fee for canceling. So this is everything up until June 1st is where Airbnb is now. If you are going to book, if you want to book your trip and you are looking, the rates clearly are dropping, so it's a good time to book. Just make sure you look for listings that say they are flexible in the cancellation policy section.
Yep. Don't sign on the dotted line unless you know what the impact is, in other words.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen
oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.